Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me, as always, on this program, first in the Northern California Bay Area, world's famous juggler, Greg Larson. How you doing, Greg?
Ozzy, I'm fantastic. I've joined the beer club at Lazy Dog, so life is good. Yeah. And we're getting closer and closer to Saints Row coming out.
Indeed. That is, I'm anxiously awaiting that. Also with us, Flesh Wound producer Todd.
You know what I noticed that I've never noticed before?
What's that?
You give out everyone's location but mine. I'm not complaining. You make sure to say Southern California, Greg's from Northern California, you leave me off.
Thanks for keeping me off the grid. Parts unknown.
Okay, you know what? You want to do this right now? Fine. Well, okay. Before we ever do, actually.
Oh, something happened to your mic, Ozzy.
No. Stop screwing with my microphone. I got to say this. Here's why you just get Ann Fletcher and producer Todd. Here's why. Is because when we did Squared Circle Society ages ago, and whenever it was time for Todd to talk, it would be silence and be like, I'm producing. I'm doing producer stuff. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Oh, God. So, God forbid, screw me for just like giving him a simple introduction because that's how we behaved.
Did you just call me simple?
No, I said that you wanted a simple introduction. Wow. I gave him a simple introduction. I call the introduction simple.
You shouldn't talk that way about the producer, man.
I'll cut your mic again.
Not cool.
Anyway, this week, actually, you know what? Before we get started with this review and discussion of Clifford, I just want to say real quick that we are getting so close to football season. And I got to say, we are recording this on August 6th, and this episode will release on August 15th. So I don't know if there's any major news that comes out between now and then involving the Raiders that would change my mood. Hopefully it wouldn't be for the worst.
Probably.
Shut up, Todd. But I'm also can't wait to officially reclaim my fantasy football trophy. And you might be thinking, wait, what do you mean like officially reclaim? Well, when I submitted my fee for the league, entry fee rather, I said fee to retain my championship. Not fee to play, just retain my championship. Because everybody else in that league sucks because nobody wants to switch to points per reception or at least get rid of the stupid kicker. Come on! Who wants a kicker in their league anymore? Anyway, I just want to get that off my chest. This week, we are reviewing and discussing the 1994 film Clifford. Interesting about that 1994 part. Technically true, but more on that momentarily. Todd, do you have the trailer available?
We do.
Let's roll it.
Clifford is a very special little boy.
Would you please stop hitting the back of my chair? I am trying to sleep.
I'm sorry, Miss Nice Older Person, but I don't know what you're talking about. Perhaps you were just having a night.
We're going to have that issue where the trailer's out of sync again. Because it's I didn't think to up convert it from 320p. So do we want to watch the trailer? Or do we just want to play it? Now, hold on. I'm going to have to cut, obviously, so this isn't going to be in there.
I figured.
I'm just making sure. Don't we just start? What am I looking for?
I was actually looking forward to seeing the trailer again.
Well, that's what I'm going to do, and then we can watch it, and I'll just cut.
Okay. All right.
And I'll actually get your responses. Like we did when I screwed up last time. Oh, God. I got to make sure I don't play the fucking big red dog. All right, hold on. Share screen. There we go. Okay, then I can just pop the button. Okay, I'm just going to play it and then we'll react. Okay.
Okay.
So,
Clifford is a very special little boy.
Would you please stop hitting the back of my chair? I am trying to sleep.
I'm sorry, Miss Nice Older Person, but I don't know what you're talking about. Perhaps you were just having a nightmare about your early days in the circus.
Hi, what's your name, son?
My name is Clifford, and I think you're the bestest captain in the whole wide world.
Well, thank you.
And he's bound for Los Angeles to spend a week with his Uncle Martin.
Isn't there an incredible family resemblance? Look at this.
Well, I guess so.
Are we ready to go to Dinosaur World now?
I've got some bad news.
What? Oh, dang. I need it badly.
What do you mean, Your Honor? I need chocolate!
Breaking a little boy's promise would be a terrible, terrible thing. Imagine the little boy wouldn't be responsible for what he was going to do next.
See, when you are looking at the baseball, look at it! Hit it! Keep your eye on it!
Martin Short in his smallest role ever. Charles Grodin in his most trying performance.
I underestimated the evil one.
What is it with you and Dinosaur World? It's a sick thing!
And Mary Steenburgen.
Can you just act like a human boy for 1 minute here?
Look at me like a person. You can't do it for more than a few seconds. Look at me like a human boy. Hello?
Whose house is this?
It's the kid who's throwing the party. I think his name is Clifford. Can we get him? No, I'll get
him. There it is, Clifford. Dinosaur World.
How many years do you think you'll get for kidnapping me, Uncle Ten Most Wanted?
That is so cute. I really shouldn't put this in hyperdrive, but I just can't seem to help myself.
Clifford, terror has a new name, and comedy has a new face.
Oh, honey, be careful while you eat your cereal. Use a napkin. This boy and his cereal.
Oh, man. Pardon me, excuse me while I compose myself. All right, that was Clifford, released on April 1st, 1994, rated PG with a runtime of 90 minutes, written by William Porter, Steve Kampman, and directed by Paul Flaherty, who also was on the staff of SCTV. I wasn't able to confirm this. I'm guessing perhaps relative of Joe Flaherty, who was the pilot in last week's reviewed film Club Paradise. But anyhow, starring Martin Short, as mentioned in the trailer, Charles Grodin, Mary Steenburgen, and Dabney Coleman as well. Here's what's interesting about the release date being on 1994. This film was initially filmed in 1990. However, due to financial struggles with Orion, this wasn't released till 1994, when it was initially supposed to be released in 1991. So that 3 years, like, I looked this stat up. It was the first time I saw this movie with that in mind, thinking this should have been a 91 movie versus a 94 movie. Because primarily, like, I always like to go back to Jurassic Park being the crux of, like, when movies changed, you know, because they were going to do that, those old school effects. And then it completely changed the game. And I understand this is comedy, but still, just something about it just fit more with that old era of, like, late 80s rather than mid 90s. I felt.
I think it's the performers too. They were such, like, an, they're more 80s.
Yes. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You, I mean, Mary Steenburgen, this was around the time of, like, this was 1990. So right after Back to the Future Part 3. And Charles Grodin, when was Midnight Run released?
88.
Charles Grodin getting this 2 years after Midnight Run. And Martin Short had major 80s, Three Amigos, I mentioned last week.
Three Fugitives, The Inner Space.
Three Fugitives.
Yeah, that's him, Nick Nolte, and a little kid from everyone's favorite Touchstone.
I thought you were kidding.
Oh, no. Pure Luck's another one. That was 90 also. I did confirm Paul Flaherty is Joe's brother.
Oh, they're excellent.
But see, I never saw this movie, and I told you because first time watch. And I think if it would have came out in 91, I would have. Yeah. I would have still been probably a freshman, or depending on when it came out. But it came out as senior in my 94, my senior year. I had way more things on my mind than watching.
Right, exactly. So, right.
But we'll find out if it was worth it.
Yeah, Greg, initial thoughts.
You know, this is one of those movies I thought I'd seen, you know, because, you know, Martin Short, you know, he kind of plays a similar character in a lot of the things he does. I mean, how many times does he do that weird, like, running thing like he did across the train tracks, you know?
I just real quick, just to cut you, I apologize to cut you off real quick. Yeah. That just reminded me of when I went and saw him and Jason Alexander, producers at the Contagious, and when he did that move, like his trademark move with the shoulders, the place erupted.
Right?
Like he just cured cancer. It was insane. I'm not even kidding. Everybody went wild. That's his thing. But
it's his moonwalk, you know? Like it's a thing, man. So knowing, like thinking I'd seen it and then being surprised with new material was definitely a lot of fun. It had moments throughout the film, just where I felt, you know, kind of dragged a little bit. But all in all, I mean, these two together were such a great pair. You know, like they complemented one another throughout the entire film. And the best part for me was you never felt like every moment was like sketch comedy where it was like, yes, and. There was never one person like stopping the other, even when it was ridiculous. Like, I know you're a freaking little liar, you know, but it was always like, okay, yes, we'll go with it, you know.
And just to go back again, director from SCTV. So that was probably the intent with the movie. And just a quick note about the final scene that takes place in the trailer. He dunks Clipper's head in the milk. Next time you watch it, or whoever, if you're watching this next time, just pay attention to that scene, because the milk is on Martin Short's face for the remainder of the scene. They didn't just like do a cut where, okay, you know, let's dry all the milk off and never resume the scene. Like there's still milk dripping off his face until the end of the scene. I just thought, I love that. It just like a little bit of immersiveness, because it didn't like seem like a quick, although like despite later on in the film when Charles Grodin has khakis and it's raining and they don't get wet, like but that doesn't matter. It's more I like seeing the milk has got to keep dripping till the end of the scene.
Yes. I gotta tell you this,
huh?
If he's wearing khakis, they're synthetic and pretty water resistant. Just gonna tell you that now, because I have a khaki.
Then I guess what I had weren't real khakis then.
Were they Dockers?
I don't know. I can't
real remember. Khakis or Dickies.
Okay, well you're a Dickie.
I'm just making.
You
brought up some khakis. You brought up some khakis. I'm going to give you some facts. I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right. So, getting into the favorite moment, you guys saw it on the trailer. It was just because it wasn't just that line of "Can you look at me like a real boy?" It's just that is such like a lead up to that being like the perfect and. Charles Grodin conveying anger so well. Just if you look at me, see, you're doing it right now. Like, I'm curious if there was moments where Martin Short deliberately just tried to annoy Grodin just to get that kind of reaction from him, you know, and how long, like, I would love to see some deleted scenes or bloopers or outtakes, whatever. Cause I mean, just personally, like, I'm no like director or anything, obviously, but I would just, if I was in that position, I'd just be like, hey, go 20 minutes and just try to annoy him. You know,
at the same time, like how great would that be for and like of a performance that is of him to like not break, you know, like because, right. You know, as much as it's somewhat annoying, like, you know, he's just going, God damn it.
Yeah. You get that sense. So that's why I'm curious if the director had done that. Just like, go 20 minutes and just like annoy the hell out of him, and does such a fantastic job just coming up with these lines that are just so passive aggressive, but just knows that they'll get under the skin. And just the slight gags of whenever he's eating, it's always like a giant anything, like 10 scoops of ice cream or a giant big gulp or like a giant table of food, whatever. Or he only does this once. He's watching one thing on the TV, and of course it's like National Geographic where all these ladies are topless and it's an African tribe, whatever. It's just one of those, like, that's oddly funny.
Mm.
But I'm sorry, I trailed off there. Greg, favorite moment?
I'm sorry. This is kind of a cop-out answer, but I don't care. Martin Short's face. Like, the entire movie, man. Like, it's just so good. Like, I laughed so many times just from, like there's times where you feel like that character wouldn't necessarily go through that emotion, but it's just Martin Short going, I'm gonna make a bunch of faces, and fuck it. You know, sorry. But, yeah, oh, God, it was so funny.
Todd?
Well, I waited however many, 94, I don't know how many years, is like 30, almost 30 years now to finally see it. I was never in a rush for it. I was expecting something like The Pest.
Ah.
And the only reason, because I brought this one up, you know, I had never seen it. A friend of ours had, shockingly, someone we wouldn't expect to put it over.
Seriously.
So I'm actually going to read you what he said before I tell you my favorite line. I do have to alter one word. I'll tell you which word off air.
Okay.
Let me just hold on. I'm trying to fix it and make it work.
Yeah. Okay.
Ridiculously underrated. I had never heard of it until last night. I put it on because I like Charles Grodin. I literally laughed out loud like 15 times. Crazy funny and a lot of fun. And I 1000% agree with that, because I never seen this. I already want to buy the Blu-ray, which it is available on Blu-ray. Just came out last month.
Sweet.
And it is streaming on pretty much everything. You can watch it on Tubi, Pluto TV, the Roku channel. There are no extras on the Blu-ray because I did pull it up.
Favorite bit. What's the point?
That beautiful high definition picture. Favorite part. Jeez, this was a hard one. Okay, I'm gonna do when they're in the car and Charles Grodin's like, you're gonna make us crash, and he's just like, so be it. That one got me. And then the bit with the cereal or the cereal bowl when he keeps like, yeah. Which didn't you say was your that bit?
Well, no, the bit was when he asked, could you look at me like, just get look, you can't even do it for a couple seconds. Look at me like a normal human being. Like that whole scene leading up to, because even with the dinosaur that he has in his pocket, Stefan, and just like he tries to, oh my gosh, you could feel the frustration and anger from Grodin, mm-hmm. which is what made that scene so well, so good.
This is how I feel dealing with Dan. I'm sorry, calling him Clifford.
Oh, that's funny.
For those listening, that is not his child.
Hi, Dan, in the chat.
All righty. So, on to the ratings now. It's no secret for me that I give this a 5. Not only is it like a 5, but it's a 5 that's like, yeah, I'm going to see this again soon. Easily.
Yeah.
Greg?
I mean, you review what you want to review.
I personally, the time that I had with it, and after it was done, when I'm thinking like, when am I going to see this again soon?
See, it's weird because like we enjoy wrestling. And when a character when a character makes you angry, that's what they're, well, when they're trying to make you angry,
right.
You're like, hey, they're doing their job well, you know? And with this, I got so annoyed with Martin Short. Like, there were so many times I was like, I'm going to reach through this screen and just like, just punch him. And the fact that I know he's not a child makes it so I can have like a child abuse moment and it's okay. You know, like, and so that anger, you know, that was there sometimes took away from how funny it was, because there's kids that I see getting away with stupid shit these mm-hmm, days. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. But then that made me have to reflect and go, well, if it made you feel that way and you had some good laughs along the way, you really should give it a 5. So that's where it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, you brought up like it's okay to have those feelings because he's that age. I think that's also with their banter, because if that would have been like problem child dialogue, like problem, it wouldn't have worked. So
that also, that was the whole point, like point of the concept. Of,
no, I get it.
But you know, which is why it's so great.
I just didn't. I do want to give. There's one because I love Dabney Coleman. He had one line that got me too.
Yeah.
When he's like, just as he's walking away, he's like, I happen to love Willie Nelson. okay, but that was it. Oh, yeah. I guess I'm a 5-2.
So hey, look at that.
I couldn't have, especially because I went like, God, I do not want to watch this.
And then you're pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, way God. Ozzy loved this movie. I'm going to hate it. It's probably so dumb.
I didn't know you loved it
until
I like brought it. I mentioned it to you. And yeah, I had no idea you had loved it.
But yeah.
Last night. Yeah. You had mentioned that.
Absolutely. I love this movie. And it's a 5 from all 3 of us. Not surprising. Now, ladies and gentlemen, do not forget that in a couple weeks, we're going to have a live episode with a film that you are going to be voting on, you being a Patreon member. And if you're not a Patreon member, what is the minimum of that minimum pledge?
$1.
$1 a month, and you get to vote for August's live episode of Flesh, Wound, Farce, what we will be reviewing. The choices will be up soon if they're not there now. Now, we are recording this on August 6th, and this is going to be released on August 15th. So maybe, fingers crossed, Todd will have the choices up.
Yeah. We'll tease them out.
Okay. All right. Well, be sure to vote on that. Patreon.com/FleshWoundFeatures. Also, if you have not done so already, the Farce Line shirt is available for purchase at teespring.com/stores/FleshWoundFeatures-between-FleshWoundFeatures. Once again, that's teespring.com/stores/FleshWoundFeatures. And of course, if you're Todd, www.teespring.com.
No. You just have to go to God damn it. Now you got me.
Yeah.
You gotta go to
FleshWoundFeatures.com. Bam. See, I'm a professional. That's why you're the producer.
Okay.
That's why I'm the host. Go on. You gotta show me with wet hair. Whatever. All right. You guys have anything else before we head out for the week?
Yes. And I'm sorry to bring this up, and because it's a tangent of other things, but within the comedy realm, I almost quit my job the other day because I'm talking to my boss, who I thought was a wonderful person. And we were talking about someone that she knows, and we made a reference to barf. And she goes, "Who's that?"
Ah!
Well, maybe it slips her mind. And we go, "Spaceballs?"
Oh, God.
I don't know. And we're like, "Wait a second. You've never seen Spaceballs?" No. History of the World? No. Blazing Saddles? Robin Hood, Men in Tights? No. Do you know who Mel Brooks is? No. Well, I think that is valid reason to leave a job. And if you're listening, anyone that I work with, we need to change this. Which Blazing Saddles is on Hulu right now.
Yeah, I think that's grounds for not only a justifiable self-termination, but also the severance pay that would come with getting fired.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
I mean, that's insulting. What are you doing with your life?
That's a hostile work environment, you know.
It is. It shows that there's not a level of joy that has been experienced that most of the people have. And with that, I mean, you have people that have experienced joy here and then people who haven't experienced joy here. And when those it's just like when you have hot air and really cold air and then like the storm happens, right? That's not fun. So you got to do what you can to elevate that person's level of joy. The joy of Mel Brooks.
I have sent the link letting her know that it's on Hulu.
Excellent. All right, then. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Flesh Wound producer Todd and World Famous Juggler Greg Larson. I'm Ozzy V. We'll see you next week right here on Flesh Wound Farce.